David's Daily Digital Dollop, Dollop 230. Yes, we found it, thanks to Gillian. It is the theme tune to an old BBC Radio children's programme called Puffin' Billy. I certainly haven't heard of it before. It's probably from like the 50s or something. I think the theme tune's been used in all sorts of documentaries and other bits and pieces. Gillian has identified it. Thank you very much, Gillian. I'm going to induct you, Gillian, into the David's Daily Digital Dollop Hall of Fame. Don't worry, you are allowed to leave. I will give you your own set of keys. You can come and go as you please. And from time to time, Jules pops in there, Chloe's in there. Just watch it if you want to use the facilities. Chloe can, you know, what she's like. Just make sure you lock the door. Mavis Crumbles in there with her fart game. All the David's Daily Digital Dollop celebrities are in the David's Daily Digital Dollop Hall of Fame, so you'll have a whale of a time. The triumph of the underdog was what we were discussing yesterday. We're going to continue that line of thinking with another story that I told on yesterday's walk, but the dollop was getting over 10 minutes, so I decided to cut it out and put it in today's dollop. So yesterday I was talking about the man who was accosted by some muggers with a knife and managed to scare off the muggers by shouting in their faces a lot of gibberish. And they just thought, what the bloody hell is he doing? He's mad, he's going to go for us, or whatever they thought, they just fled. Here's a story with a similar bent. Let's join yesterday's walk once again to hear all about it. There was someone I used to work with who was blind, who told me the following story. He was chatting to some mates on the street when he was younger, you know, so he was hanging out, maybe drinking a can of something on the street. All the other people in his group could see. And there was a car suddenly pulled up and some lads got out and started shouting things at him and his friends. And the person I was working with who told me this story said, well, I wasn't having any of this, so I squared up to them and they stood around me and I thought, well, there's more of us. So, you know, there was like eight of us and there's three of them. So I thought, oh, well, this will be no problem. And they stood around my friend and they said something threatening. And he said to them, look, let's not do anything silly. Get back in your car and turn around. And sure enough, they got back in the car and they turned around and they went away. Now, you might be thinking, but hang on a minute. You said this was a story of the underdog prevailing, but he was not the underdog. He had his friends around him and there was more of them. But it was only when he turned around that he realised that actually his friends had all gone. They were cowering behind a wall. And he was like, what the bloody hell are you doing? There's more of us than there are. What are you cowering behind a wall for? They said, what the bloody hell did you think you were doing? I can't believe you squared up to them. He said, well, of course I squared up. He said, they all had baseball bats. And he had absolutely no idea. He kind of went a bit weak. He said he had this kind of thing of, he knew that this would impress people. This would get around the school. Word would get around. So he didn't want to say, oh, I didn't realise. He was like, well, come on. Were they really going to use them? And he did a bit of bravado. But essentially, he told me that he couldn't believe it. He was like, my God, I could have been hit in the head by three lads with baseball bats. But because my friend didn't realise this, because he couldn't see, he just squared up to them, looked them straight in the eyes, and just said, let's not do anything silly. Get back in your car, turn round and go home. And you wouldn't say that to three people who had baseball bats unless you had a better weapon, maybe a gun or something like that. They must have assumed that he had a gun. And so they fled in absolute panic. Well, thank you for listening to today's Dollop. I'll be back tomorrow with Dollop 231. But we'll leave you, just for you, Carl, bit of a treat. We'll leave you with the theme tune to Puffin' Billy.